This is the Spirit of Leading. Your guide to becoming empowered to lead. Competent, confident, and connected. Someone who can and will make a difference in your workplace, your family, and your community. Workplace leaders say they want contributors and employees who will give heart and soul on the job. And workers say they want to give heart and soul on the job. And then we read surveys from organizations such as Gallup that say 70% of the workers in our businesses and industries are disengaged from their work. And I wonder, why the disconnect? What's going on here? Hello and welcome to this episode of The Spirit of Leading. I'm Garland McWaters. On this podcast, I want to tell you about the workplace I dream about and want to help create. In fact, I've kind of been part of a workplace like this in the past, but not very often. I call it the empowering workplace. It's the kind of workplace I've always wanted to work in. It's the kind of workplace I believe that the millennials, our Generation Y, expects to be able to work in. I also believe it's the kind of workplace that is the most innovative and profitable, workplaces that can create. And it's most likely to develop where the spirit of leading is alive and well. Otherwise, it's kind of iffy. And I've been in some workplaces that were absolutely awful, just horrible to work in, and the people just felt begrudged and every day, and they just couldn't give themselves and they could not contribute. They were more worried about surviving and getting along with their management or surviving the dictates of their management than the way they actually were about the quality of the work itself. So we want a workplace that's an empowering workplace. But what kind of workplace is that? Well, I've been in a lot of them. I've been in workplaces of all kinds. I mean, from hog farms to banks to teller lines and aviation and high manufacturing and low tech and mom and pop stores. Just all kinds of workplaces in the years that I've been doing training and consulting. And I've come up with what I believe is an empowering workplace. This is my definition from the observations I've made over all the years, and listen to people talk about their workplaces and to be in their workplaces with them and to listen to them discuss the longings they have about the kind of place that they would like to work. And here it is. An empowering workplace is an environment in which motivated individuals are enabled by the organization to create value for their employer and themselves by offering their creative effort in service of clear, meaningful, enterprise goals and are reinforced for doing so. I'm going to read that one more time in case you're not able to look at it. An empowering workplace is an environment in which motivated individuals are enabled by the organization to create value for their employer and themselves by offering their creative effort in service of clear, meaningful enterprise goals and are reinforced for doing so. Now, doesn't that sound like a place you'd like to work? But I want to drill down into that definition a little bit phrase by phrase in this podcast, just so we're all on the same page about it. First of all, it's a place. It's an environment. It's some place that we go. It's some place where we exist. It's something that we experience because your workplace is an experience. And it's the place that you create. It's like your home. In your home, you create an environment where you feel comfortable and safe and okay. That's your goal. And not only for yourself, but also for your family and the people who share that environment with you from time to time, your best friends who come into your place. I know as a kid, there was a family that I just loved to go visit all the time. The home was fun. It was felt safe. It felt good and comfortable and accepting. The parents were engaged with the children who were my age. And the parents were, they played with them, they had fun with them, they were people you could talk to, they were just fun to be around. I always felt safe and accepted by them. And so it was easy to want to be there, and it was hard to leave. And sometimes they would have to say, "Garland, it's time to go home, it's dinner time, and so I think your parents will probably be looking for you." So they would send me on down the block to go to my place. And then I've been in those environments where people just seemed to hate each other, where they hollered and screamed and fussed at each other, and they would stomp out of the room, and they would say, "I hate you, and I don't want to be here, and I'm going to run away," and on and on and on and on and on. And boy, who wants to stay there? Well, that's also an environment, but it's not the kind of place that's very wholesome and the place that we want. Well, we want the environments where people want to be. We want work should be a place that you want to go and not a place you're trying to get away from as fast as possible. So first and foremost, the empowering workplace is such an environment where people find some reason and some wholeness to want to actually be there for the whatever reasons that they want to be there. And so it's also a place that is occupied by motivated individuals. Now, I will probably do a podcast later on just about motivation. But the first thing I want to say about motivation is that we're all motivated. We all have the energy to move towards something that makes us happy, in which we find joy. And so there's a lot more to say about that. But my point in the definition is that people are already motivated. You don't have to falsely create this in some way. You don't have to give away incentives. You don't have to make them want to be there. You don't have to pay them extra just to show up. They really want to be there. I have come to believe, because of the breadth of experience I have in talking to people in the workplaces, that people really do want to go to work and do a good job at something they enjoy and feel good about what they've done and just be recognized for it. It's just really that simple. It really is just that simple. I know the people that where I go train very often, they talk with pride about their work. They talk about what they do. And I always like to have people tell me at the beginning of a class what they do and how long they've been at that place where they're employed. And so I find out a lot just from the way they say what they do and the way they light up when they talk about the kinds of things that they do. And so in my workshops, I very often try to give them a chance to really talk about to other people about their work and why they like it. So people are motivated. They really do want to do good things and move toward things where they find an effort to release something within them, to manifest something from themselves that is important to them. And that is the nature of work. They want to work. They want to bring value to their organizations, or enabled by the organizations to create value. And the value that they offer in their work is something that manifests from them. But first of all, the organization enables them to create this value, which means the organization has a responsibility to provide whatever is necessary in order for the people to do their work, to do their job. Enabling is giving the tools and the resources and the direction and all the inputs that are necessary for a good job to be done, even an environment that is safe and wholesome, so that it's okay to be there and you're not worried about your safety. So this enabling is something that the organization does. It's like when the parents enable their children to be successful. You just don't say, go be successful and do it the best way you know how. Parents actually help their children by helping them in their homework or making sure they go to school, get to school on time. They have the pencils and paper and the resources they need to be able to do their schoolwork. They support them. All the things that a parent would do to enable their children to be successful, an organization does to enable the people who work there and who bring their creative effort there to also be able to offer that and to be successful in offering that. But let's talk about this creative effort. Let's talk about the work, because I believe that work is a creative manifestation of something that comes from within you. Like I said earlier, people go to work just wanting to do a good job, but more than that, they want to leave something behind that they felt shows that they were there, that they were present, that they offered something that was meaningful that day. We want to leave a trace of ourselves in what we do. People want to sign their work. People want to be proud of what they do and look back and say, see, I did that. And I've had the good fortune of working in some workplaces where I got to sort of leave something of myself there, whether it was helping develop a school or in some other capacity. And I can look back on those workplaces today and feel like that I'm still a part of that workplace, that I really have helped bring it to what it is today because I was there. We want our work to have mattered. We want our creative effort to have mattered. And that's what artists do. Artists offer their creative expression of who they are in what they do. And then when we buy a work of art, we're not just buying something that's pretty. We're buying something that is a manifestation of the person who actually created it, which is why originals are so valuable, because that artist stood right there in the space that you're standing in relationship to that work of art, and they painted it, or they drew it, or they touched it, or they manipulated it some way. You are in their presence when you are in the presence of their work. And I believe work really has that power, that when I pick up something, whether it's the digital recorder that I'm working with, or that it's my iPhone or whatever it might be, I'm not the first one to have handled that. Someone handled that and put that together, and we're in the presence of that object as they put it, as they worked on it, as they created it to give it to me. And I have now something that is a manifestation of someone who I've never met, but they did something to make this happen for me so that now I can enjoy the value of whatever that particular item offers. To me, that's work, and work is powerful and work is meaningful. It is a creative effort. But we just don't work for the heck of it. We work for it in service of some clear, meaningful enterprise goal. If I'm an artist, I work in service of bringing forth something that I want to tell the world about through my art. At the workplace, it's the vision of the organization, and it's what the organization stands for, and it's what the people who work there believe in. And when we're all attuned in that vision, we feel like we're all doing something together that really makes a difference. And so that vision, that clarity of that vision trickles down, and hopefully not trickles down, but hopefully rushes down like a waterfall, down to the meaningfulness of the daily work itself and the work goals and the expectations that go there. And so we offer our work in the service of clarity of the value of that work and what the organization is trying to do. I think that's why people like to work for humanitarian organizations so much, because they understand what the organization is trying to do, whether it's bringing relief to disaster areas of the world, or to refugees, or helping to doctor, or to build houses for the disadvantaged, or provide shelter for the poor, or do marvelous and wonderful things. People want to feel like what they're doing really has some intrinsic value to it, and it means something. And you can look back and say that you did that. And when they're clear about what that vision is, they're very clear about why they're there and what they're doing, even things that seem to be rather mundane and very normal. And so absolute clarity of the value of the work, the enterprise goal, is central to a workplace being an empowering workplace. And then finally, they are reinforced for doing so. And what I mean by that is the full range of reinforcement, of positive reinforcement, that workers are paid fairly. No one wants to be paid inappropriately for things they don't do, but people do want to be paid fairly for what they do. That's their expectation. That's the trade-off. And when they say an honest day's work for an honest day's pay, what they basically are meaning is that the value exchange is appropriate, that I'm receiving enough compensation and enough perks, I guess, for being at work, that it is a value, it's a fair offering in exchange for the time I put in and the creative effort that I brought to the workplace. But as we all know, you always have to add more value than what you're actually paid for. That's the profit side that you offer, because you always go to the workplace and we always give more, usually more, than what we are paid for. That's going above and beyond. That's that mythical 110%, 120%. But it's the extra that we give because we believe that we are being treated fairly. We are willing to give a whole lot more than what we are actually being paid for. That's the beauty of this kind of a workplace. People want to be in this kind of a place. People want to feel like they're sharing and doing and giving, because what they're getting back is that sort of X factor. They're getting back that sense of feeling and belonging and participating and meaningfulness and all the things they say they want in a workplace that really values that and creates the environment where that actually can happen. So I'm just mystified. I'm actually totally just mystified why this kind of a workplace cannot just happen everywhere. And so perhaps it's just because a lot of people who are in charge of these workplaces just do not possess a true spirit of leading. And to me, the spirit of leading is about offering people those opportunities where they can just really flourish and grow. It sounds like a place I want to be. Doesn't it sound like a place that you want to be and give your best effort? Because if you are a workplace leader and you're listening to this podcast, I just challenge you to go out there and look for a way to create this environment. If you can create this environment in your workplace, I think you will be amazed at the kinds of things that will be happening in your workplace. And you read all the books about the great places, the great workplaces that are happening around the world, and you're going to find in that workplace a leader who is creating this kind of environment. They are creating these empowering workplaces all over the place. Why are you being left out? Why isn't your workplace just exactly like this? And why shouldn't your workplace be exactly like this? But for that to be like that, you have to have the spirit of leading. And one of the most important aspects of a leader is that you have to absolutely be vested in the people who work there. You have to be vested in the future of the people who work there and the creating the environment where those people can actually really flourish. Just like in your home, when you bring children into your family, what do you want for your children? You want them just to toil and labor and hate the fact that they're there all the time because it's just so awful and the environment's so awful and nasty and dangerous. That's not the home you want to create. The home you want to create is where those children grow up to become marvelous, the human beings that you hoped that they would be from the day that you found out that you were going to have them. That's the kind of spirit it takes to develop an empowering workplace. The spirit of a parent who wants to create the greatest opportunities for their children because they know when they do that, they're going to have just an amazing home. And they're going to produce some amazing children. And that's what we want in our workplaces, the empowering workplace, this kind of environment where motivated individuals come and give their creative effort every day in service of clear, meaningful goals. They're enabled by their workplace to do that, by their enterprise to do that, and they're properly recognized and rewarded for it. That sounds like a place I want to be. That sounds like a place I can give heart and soul and would give heart and soul without another thought. This is the kind of place that you can create and you can be a part of. So, I just keep wondering, what's the disconnect? Why isn't every place just like that? Well, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you found something in this podcast that will help embolden your spirit of leading, that you can go out and create this kind of a workplace where people can give their greatest value in their creative effort. And so don't miss out on future episodes of The Spirit of Leading. You can subscribe to my blog at empoweredtolead.com. That's I-N-P-O-W-E-R-E-D, empoweredtolead.com. And you'll get notification in your email when a new podcast is available. You can also listen to and subscribe on iTunes, iTunes Podcasts, and on Stitcher. So I invite you to go forth in the spirit of leading, to live each and every day by encouraging the spirit, enlivening the heart, enlightening the mind, and enlarging the expectations of living in yourself and in others. I'm Garland McWaters, and thanks for listening.